altar.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant.
That was Judge Rosemary Aquilina yesterday in the sentencing of Larry Nassar, who was the U.S. gymnastics team doctor. To discuss that with us now, Sally Jenkins, a sports columnist for The Washington Post. Sally, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Sally?
Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, hi, Sally. Why couldn't I hear? I didn't hear her. How did this go undetected for so long? How did this go on for as long as it did with so many victims and nobody knew about it?
Well, I think the simple answer is that a bunch of adults didn't particularly care about the comfort and decencies of the treatment of the gymnasts in their care.
But how were they supposed, if they didn't know about it, did someone know about this and just was complicit in covering it up?
Oh, I think we know enough about Nassar's behavior to know that he violated some pretty standard medical norms. You don't give small girls pelvic exams, for starters. Mm-hmm. You don't treat women without gloved hands. I mean, there were some flags here that, you know, no decent doctor does those sorts of things. And there were officials at USA Gymnastics that he worked very closely with that should have seen those things, that should have observed some very basic fundamental protections for the girls in their care. Number one, starting with the fact that Nassar treated these women in their hotel rooms and dorm rooms alone at night on their beds.
Yeah, and someone should have known. That definitely should have been known about,
so many,
because obviously that's...
And so many victim statements here. You know, Sally, I was struck. I saw some of the analysis of this, and the judge may have even mentioned this, that the notion is that the rigor of being involved in such a high competitive level of gymnastics causes a lot of the officials and the people who are responsible for that gymnastics program to overlook things that the girls may even want to complain about. The idea is that maybe they're injured, get over it, get out there, compete. It's basically a lot of kind of ignoring the signs because you want them to perform at a top level. Is that kind of what created an atmosphere where something like this could happen?
I think it contributes to it. It goes back to what I said at the opener here, which is I think that the people in charge didn't particularly care about the comfort level of the gymnasts with these medical treatments. So it started by not listening to them.
So are we going to see more people be charged in this for being complicit in covering it up?
Well, I think that's a big question, because I think there needs to be a much broader investigation into USA Gymnastics and the USOC. I mean, Larry Nassar sat on an eight-member USOC Medical Network Advisory Board with some very prominent doctors like Dr. Richard Stedman and Eric Heiden. You know, how on earth did this man, who may not have even had the proper licensing to practice in Texas, where he was treating these gymnasts, you know, how did such slipshod, shoddy care rise to the very top of these organizations?
Now, in your column, you're writing about this. There's so many more things that probably need to happen. You mentioned that where is Congress in this? Why isn't Congress getting involved in this? We've seen throughout history similar scandals of unfortunate, you know, very unfortunate, disgusting scandals, but of smaller proportions. Even you think back to Jerry Sandusky, just the way that everyone else gets canned around them. So far, it just seems like Larry Nassar.
Well, I think part of it is it's little girls. I think people don't care as much about little girls as they care about little boys.
No. How could that be true?
I think it has to do with the basic valuation of female athletes, number one. But I also, you know, there's a difference here between the Nassar scandal and, say, Penn State. And the difference is that these are national organizations with thousands and thousands of gymnasiums across the country are identified with USA Gymnastics. The charter for these organizations comes from Congress. The USOC is established by an act of Congress. So their overseer is Congress.
Yeah.
Congress is the appropriate place to start for a broader investigation. Now, there will also be, I think, some criminal investigations and some civil cases. But what's really most important now is subpoena power, the ability to compel testimony, the ability to compel documentation, the ability to compel these people to turn over their internal communications so we can find out who knew what, when, who allowed what, at what level.
I just want to pause for a moment because I want to ask you, why are you of the opinion that little girls are valued less than little boys? I've always personally felt like little girls are like one of the most sacred things we have as a country.
Well, I think when you look at the valuations that are put on them by everyone from endorsement companies to television networks. I mean, just look at the coverage. Look at the lack of coverage. Look at, you know, the
Well, that's
viewer.
A different
look
thing.
At viewer. Yeah, look
what,
at
what
how
you're,
viewers...
But what you're referring to, Sally, of course, is the extent to which we care about female sports and competition.
I think I can answer that question with one basic comparison. Look at the absolutely seismic reaction to Penn State and look at the fact that this thing has been in plain sight for well over a year, and there was no real massive reaction to it really until just this week, when it took 165 victims parading into open court, delivering statements that make your hair stand on end. But really, right up until last week, pretty much of a flat line in this country about this scandal.
Yeah, it's been a very exercised news cycle. There's a lot going on at any given moment. But you're right. This is a shocking story, I think, in many ways, propelled lately by all of these victim statements that came after the guilty plea, as people
realized
the monstrosity.
Well, I think it wasn't until you had 4, 5, and 6 gold medal winning gymnasts that were national heroes. Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas, people like that coming into the courtroom. And having to stand up and describe their violation in public. But really, up until then,
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk in your piece about these camps that they had to go to that was mandatory, and Allie Raisman saying, when you only have 5 girls who make the Olympic team, we're conditioned from a young age to not say anything, and how they were isolated in these camps and they couldn't have visitors and they were discouraged from communicating with agents and lawyers. It was a very intense environment that was very, very isolated. Maybe that's something that needs to be changed. Maybe that's the discussion also that we need to have as well, how we take these young children from being, you know, and take them through becoming Olympic athletes and the system that does that. Maybe that needs to be discussed as well.
Well, I think the concept of the training camp in athletics has a long tradition. I don't think the kids would tell you they objected so much to the idea of a boot camp or a training camp. What they objected to was the lack of voice, the lack of ability. Mm-hmm. I think you have to start with the sheaf of forms that you have to sign to be an Olympic athlete, and they come from straight from the top at the USOC. And what they say is that you must, quote, submit to a range of clauses and contracts that really deprive you of any right or say over your own body, over your likeness, over the use of that likeness, over your own image. But one of the things that these forms said was that it deprived them of any say over their medical care. And I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't know another situation in this country or in sports where an athlete doesn't have the basic right to say, no, I'd like another doctor.
Sally Jenkins, thank you from the Washington Post. Thank you for being attentive to this, obviously one of the most important issues of our day. Appreciate
that. Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you.